If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.
Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, and on your favorite podcast platform, as well as stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. Well, we are entering into that week that ends ordinary time and then enters into Lent. So this is an interesting week, happens every year. And so it's the division between two seasons, ordinary time, which we will see again in June, and then Lent, which leads to the Easter Triduum, which is the shortest season, and then, of course, Easter, which is the longest season, except for ordinary time, and then, of course, ordinary time. So this is this week. It's a big transition week, but it's also that transition into Lent. And every year I talk about a priest who, when I first went back to church, remember, I was away from the church for 5 years. Lent came around, and I decided maybe I'd go back to church because I said, well, it's Lent. Maybe I should do something. I'm starting to think about being a Catholic again. Maybe I should do something. I went, Lent, well, obvious. I should go back to church. And I went back to church, and the priest gave a homily, which to this day I will never forget. It's one of my favorite homilies. And he told the story, or he gave the admonition not to give up candy for Lent. And I'm like, wow, this is my parish. I got news for you. That's what he's going to preach. And his whole message was not to give up candy because it's this routine people do. Oh, it's Lent. I give up candy. Instead of really understanding Lent is a real good time to really deepen your spiritual life. So Lent is not the time to just turn around, well, it's Lent, I give up candy. He ultimately said there's nothing wrong with doing that, but you get lost if all you think of is Lent is a time to give up candy. I bring this up every year, but I always remember his words, and when you die and stand before the throne of God, and he said, what did you do with my beautiful time of Lent? To help deepen your faith, and you say, I gave up candy. Yeah, this is my parish. Anyone who says don't give up candy for Lent or don't give up candy for anything, yep, I'm there. So anyway, but I remember that. So this is a good time right now in these 2 days, and actually this week. I always finish my Lenten plans of what I'm going to do usually around the first Sunday of Lent, because Thursday and Friday and Wednesday kind of help us to determine what works. You know, what is, maybe you shouldn't do that, it's just not going to work, or maybe you should do something else that's going to work better, or maybe this is just, you're going over the edge, you shouldn't be going that far. I don't mean anything over the edge per se, but, you know, you're trying to give up too much, you know, things like that. It's a good time to kind of tweak what you're going to do for Lent. So these are those couple days, which we also call Mardi Gras, actually, tomorrow, also Carnival. Where we kind of look at, what are we going to do for Lent? What are we going to do really special? Now, Lent requires us to do three things. Fasting, that means giving something up. It doesn't literally mean not eating. Fasting, almsgiving, helping out the poor, and, of course, prayer. So you get prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. So this is the three things you may want to do for Lent. Now, those are general categories. So, for example, what I might suggest for you as part of prayer is not only to spend a special time in prayer, you know, to set up a specific time. I will pray at this time. Like, for example, I set up, usually it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a time that I will spend in prayer, 4 to 5. Now, sometimes I might be busy, so I will change the time, but I will make sure I do it. I make sure it's in my schedule, even if I have to reschedule it. I always make sure that's the key, unless I'm really sick, and then I don't. So that's one of the things I do. I often plan my day, and in that, I always put time of prayer. So if you don't have a specific time of prayer, you may want to consider doing that. Just say, whatever it is, 15, 20 minutes, an hour, whatever it is, just to spend some time praying and doing what you need to do as people of prayer. And then once you do that, you may want to think of styles of prayer or spiritual reading. And that's one of the things I'm going to talk about on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us on your favorite podcast platform, including our website, stanthonyalston.org, and also at catholicaudiomedia.com. We'll be right back. So I have a suggestion for you. If you ever want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, I'd like to extend to you an invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every Sunday. Now, if you're looking for a church to call home and you weren't sure how to go about to test driving one, for example, you want to say, gee, I'm looking for a parish. I'm not sure. I don't have one right now. Maybe I'll try St. Anthony Parish. So you want to go to church and then you say, well, I'm not ready to put anything into the collection yet. I just want to come to experience St. Anthony. So, but you feel self-conscious. You're saying, oh, you know, people might be looking at me. And by the way, they're not. But anyway, you may feel self-conscious. So here's what I ask you to do. Write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. Give you a chance to kind of experience St. Anthony Parish. Now, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It doesn't go for any other parish or church. But if you don't currently have a local parish you're calling home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, our standing invitation is for you for our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. That's our chanted Mass. I chant the Mass parts, and you all chant the responses. And so come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. And we're conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. That's where we are, Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And do remember, don't throw the stone. So this would be a good time to think of some good spiritual reading, whether you use audiobooks or whether you do or you read books or whether you read ebooks. Think of some good spiritual reading, and there's tons of it out there. I mentioned on the other show in the morning over in WEZE at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning, I mentioned the idea of 10 books. A lot of people who kind of lean away from traditionalism, they kind of lean away from tanned books, but they shouldn't, because tanned books actually has a lot of writings by saints. And that's important, because I always say, read the writings by the saints before you read the writings of the saints, because that's going to give you a more accurate picture of who the person really thought of their spiritual life, how they evaluate themselves, and how they try to grow and grow out of different things. So that's an important consideration. And Tan Books has a tremendous amount of saints' readings. Another option is finding some good spiritual reading. I'm reading a book that I'm recommending to everyone, The Catechism of Spirituality by Cardinal Robert Sara. It is excellent. And so that's one of the things to think of. And then also you want to do something that I'm going to address this week, is that your real focus is to draw closer to Christ. Now, I'm going to tell you, there is a real problem in American Catholicism. I'm going to use a word. I don't like to use it the way I do, but sometimes that's the only way to use it so that people understand what I'm saying, especially in traditional Catholicism. Now, there's nothing wrong with traditional Catholicism unless it goes astray. And there's nothing wrong with any other form of Catholicism unless it goes astray. And what I'm seeing very strongly, especially those who are against the Pope, which makes you, as far as I'm concerned, outside the church, but especially those who are against the Pope, what you see is this intense focus on the idea that you're called to avoid sin so you can get into heaven. That is really not a good teaching. I'm not even sure if it's an accurate teaching. Because when you understand that, then your whole focus is, I have to avoid sin on my own power in order to be good enough to get into heaven, which the Lord will judge me on how I did well on my own power. And there's nothing in Catholicism that teaches that. Yes, avoiding sin is important. It's key. But you don't do it on your own power. You do it through your relationship with God. All the saints will say that. Some people say, oh, we don't believe in that relationship with God stuff. We don't believe in that relationship with Jesus stuff. Ah, yes, we do. Actually, you do. You read the saints. You read Cardinal Robert Sarah. You read many of the current bishops today. You read, and I'm talking the bishops who, even those who disagree with the Pope but aren't against the Pope, there are those who are against the Pope, different quality. But even those will tell you, yes, it's all about having that relationship with Christ. So when you turn around and say, my whole reason for existence is to avoid sin so I can be good enough to get to heaven, that is a heresy. It's a long condemned heresy. So during this time, it's a good time to say, how do I deepen my relationship with Christ? How do I deepen my experience with Christ? How do I deepen that so that I can grow closer to him, which by default will lead me away from sin? You see, and this is specifically what Lent is all about. It's really important. We're going to talk more tomorrow, but in the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you on Mardi Gras.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you're searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.